You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. Got an email here from Hayley who says, what's the most accurate way to calculate calories in food and how are these calories actually counted? I think we have to have a joint effort here because we've all at some point dealt with this, because Diana did a question of the week on something a bit similar a while back. But I'll start with the simple aspect of this, probably good for me, which is that the way scientists work out how many calories are in food is quite literally by burning it. You use something called a bomb calorimeter and you put the food inside a container. You use an electrical element to ignite the food, and that's because you can log exactly how much electricity you've fed to the element, so you can work out how much energy it took to get the food ignited. And you soak up all of the heat that comes out of the burning food by water, and you measure the temperature rise in the water, and we know how much energy you have to put in water to make the temperature rise by a certain amount, so we can work out how much energy comes out of the food. So if you subtract how much energy you had to put in to light it in the first place from how much came out at the end of the day, that tells you the gross amount of energy you could get out of the food. But it is a bit more complicated than that, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, the problem is that you don't absorb all the energy which is in the food, which you get from burning it. So things like dietary fibre, which you can't digest, go straight through you. You don't get any energy out of it. Some things take more energy to digest than others. So I think definitely when they actually work it out, they do it from a great big table of ingredients and they work it out. I'm not exactly sure how they work out how much food is absorbed in each of it from each of the ingredients.
Yeah, I think when we had Susan Jebb on to answer the question about, you know, how many calories are actually absorbed from food, she said that a lot of it does end up in your urine and your poo, and also that bacteria will end up digesting a lot of calories in your gut, and that the amount of calories that bacteria will get through actually varies between people's guts because they have different, you know, different species in there.
Excellent.